Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
There's this saying that your attitude determines your altitude. Show of hands, you've heard that before. Hands will go up everywhere. That's your attitude. What you carry, what's inside of you, how you respond to things is determined where you end up in life. And it's a statement we hear often and we can, you know, kind of take for granted, but it's so important to have a spirit like that. That how I respond to things is going to determine where I end up in life. Amen. And I want to read a story to you. It's in the Bible. It's in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. So if you have your phones, you can chuck it on airplane mode and open up your Bible. If you have a hard copy Bible, get that out and read along with me. That'll be awesome. But it says this in verse 35. It says, on the same day, when evening had come, he, that's Jesus, said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. Verse 37 says, and a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose, this is Jesus, rebuked the winds and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Verse 40, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who on earth can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now I find it funny that two people can go through the same thing in life yet come out different. Whether it's a health issue or a relationship issue or this, that, or the other, but two people can go through the same thing yet come out differently. We've all seen the superannuation ads. Come on. Same income, same age, same super contribution, yet one gets to go up the escalator, the other gets to go down the escalator. Same situation, same circumstance, but the way in which we respond to the storms that come our way determine how we're going to get through. And we see in this story where Jesus, he gets up and they're going through a storm. They're going through some things in life. And Jesus gets up and he comes to the rescue and he, peace be still, and he calms the storm down, but he says, why is it that you are fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And so the spirit in which we carry in life is so significant. Yeah. It's either fear or faith. Yeah. And I want to encourage us today to be people that carry the spirit of faith inside of our hearts rather than fear. Yeah. Yeah. Carry the spirit of faith rather than fear. The spirit you carry will determine where you end up in life. Yeah. See, when the storms arise, God does not want you responding with fear. He doesn't want you saying, oh, this is too hard. This is so overwhelming. The winds and the waves are just too big. The situation, the circumstances is just too strong. I don't see an ending. I can't see an outcome. Yeah. Because to be honest, that's not going to end in the greatest ending. Yeah. But Jesus here is saying, if we can just respond with faith, he's saying to his disciples, if you just not have faith in your spirit and carry that through every storm that you go through, yeah, you will get through it. You will be able to get through it and go to new heights. So you know what, today, church, we need to make the decision. What spirit are we going to carry? Is it a spirit of fear or is it a spirit of faith? Come on, you can give God some praise right now. I'm not the biggest Rocky Balboa fan. I mean, it's kind of an old man's movie, sort of. I mean, we all love it, but it was, you know, it's almost black and white. Now, great movie. One of the greatest movie series of all time. But he had this quote. You may have heard it before, and it says this. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit, yet keep moving forward. The truth is, a lot of the time, we cannot determine what happens to us. Yeah? Often, a lot of the time, the bad things in our life are a result of our bad decisions and our bad mistakes. But often, we cannot control what happens to us. There are going to be storms that are come our way. There are going to be things that we go through. We can't control that. But the thing we can control is what's inside our heart. The thing we can control is our attitude. The thing we can control is the spirit that we carry. And the message that Rocky Balboa, the message that Jesus is getting across is that the winds and the waves are going to come. They're going to come your way. I hate to be a little bit sad here right now, but we're going to go through stuff. Is that true? Would you agree? But I tell you what, we can't always control what happens, but we can control how we respond and what we carry. And I tell you what, if we carry a spirit of faith, God can do great things in those storms. Storms will hit. Some of us are going through health issues, big things. Some of us are fighting battles. Some of us are going through financial storms where we're just trying to pay the bills. We're just trying to get ahead in life and we don't feel like we're moving forward or the storm's starting to die down. Going through mental health issues, relationship things. We've got kids that we're just not sure where they're going to end up in life. We're all going through these things. But you see, what we try and do as mankind is try and avoid the storm. We try and get life to a point where it's still and calm and there's no storms going on around us. But that's not the point because the storms are going to come. And so many people try and avoid them, but the key isn't avoiding them. The key is how we respond throughout them. How we respond throughout these storms. See, John chapter 16, verse 33 says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says this, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but he says, take heart, for I have overcome. For I have overcome. That's so powerful because Jesus, his message isn't, hey, everything's going to be all right forever and always. You're never going to have to climb a mountain. The storms are never going to arise. He's saying you will have trouble in this world. There will be things that you will go through, but here's the encouraging news, take heart. Because if I'm in your life and if I'm in your boat, I'll be there with you. Take heart because I have overcome the world. I have overcome that financial issue. I can get you through that health crisis. I am. So let's not be people who try and avoid the storms, ducking, watching out. But let's be people who walk through them with faith and trusting in Jesus that he will get us through them. Such a powerful message. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Stay with me. I'm going to read a short story to us. But there were three guys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Off to Bendigo we go. Old school names. But anyway, in verse 16 it says this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king of the time, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. So a little bit of context. These people, these basically Christians, have been asked down and worship another God. Have said, get rid of your faith, get rid of your beliefs, you will worship the God we tell you to worship. And so these young men are saying, no, we have a faith and we're sticking to it. Verse 18 says this, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards these boys. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now, sometimes we feel like we're in the midst of the fire. Sometimes we feel like we're in the midst of pressure, stress, going through something we just cannot see ourselves getting out of. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fire. Verse 24. Get ready for this. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men into the fire, bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said, yes, that is true, king. Verse 25, King Nebuchadnezzar says this, look, he answered, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, yet they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Come on, you can give Jesus some praise right now. This is not an old tale. This is a true story that happened. Not only the Bible tells us, but history tells us this happened. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked through the fire with faith. And they said, my God will deliver me. My God will help me through this storm, through this fire, to the point that they were thrown in the midst of it, bound up, yet they walked out with Jesus right by their side in the midst of the fire because they carried that spirit of faith. And I'm just so encouraged by these guys. When the wind and the waves come against us, we need to have the spirit that I am going to stand strong and respond with faith. Because why, Jesus? Because I know that you're in my boat. Because I know that even though I'm going through a storm, you are with me. Even though I might be going through the flames and the fire and the struggles of life, God, you are with me there. Jesus went through the fire with these boys. Jesus was on the boat through the storm. Take heart, he said, because I have overcome. Through every storm, through every season, through every single moment we face, Jesus is right there with you, fighting that fight, walking that walk, taking that road with you. So encouraging, so inspired by our God. Amen. I want to highlight verse 37 to us. It's quite peculiar as well. It says this, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so it was already filling. But he, Jesus, was in the stern asleep. But it goes on to say that he wasn't only asleep. He was asleep on a pillow. It's a bit strange, like, didn't really need to add that on a pillow in there, did we? But what it really speaks to me is about this, Jesus, he was fast asleep. Jesus was sound asleep. And often it can be quite hard responding with faith because we feel like we're not hearing Jesus. We feel like he's sound asleep. We feel like things aren't getting better. We feel like God isn't speaking. We feel like the storm is growing stronger. We respond like the disciples, Jesus, don't you care that we're perishing? I can relate with this. I do it all the time. But this speaks out to us because there are times we are going through the storm where we can't hear Jesus' voice, where we can't see the ending, where we feel like he's asleep, where we feel like he's not doing something, where we feel like we just can't hear his voice. But praise God, we know how the story ends. You see, faith isn't always going to be there. Faith isn't just going to be like, yeah, it's all right, I've got God. Because there's going to be times where honestly, you and I can be honest, we're going to say, I don't feel like he's there. I don't feel him. I'm not hearing from him. I can't sense him like I've sensed him before. But you see, church, that's where faith comes in. Because faith comes by knowing and not by seeing. And so even though you might see the storms growing larger, Even though the doctor's report might have come back worse, even though the financial situation might be growing dimmer, that's when faith comes in. And that's when God has a moment to shine and come through. Faith comes in when we say, Jesus, I don't see the end right now, but I know that a great calm is coming. And it may feel like he's asleep, but you know what the truth is? With one word and with one command, he's in control of everything. He's in control of the wind and the waves. He's in control of the entire universe. See, when you give Jesus your heart and give Jesus your life, he takes control. And that's a good thing, because with one word, he can still the storm. With one word, he can take you out of the fire. With one command, Jesus Christ, our God, can heal. You know, I've seen people battle through cancer, but with faith, knowing that, hey, I might not like what I'm going through now, but I know with one word, God can heal me. Yeah. And you know what? God comes through with healing. Yeah. And it's hard and it's tricky and we don't always sense Jesus, but I'll tell you what, he is so powerful. Yeah. He's always with us. And just with one word, a great calm comes. Come on, does anybody want a great calm in their life? Come on, give God a shout of praise. A big question we ask is, God, why? Has anybody ever asked God that? Why am I going through this? There's been times in my life where I've just thought, God, you've lost it. God, why do I have to go through what I'm going through? I think we can all relate. Say, God, what's the purpose behind this? And that's where faith comes in a lot. Where fear starts to rise up. Yeah, why? Why is God taking me through this? Why am I going through this battle? Why am I going through this season? You know what I love about this story? Jesus said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And so the reason that the disciples were in the middle of this storm was because Jesus told them to cross over. And I think, knowing all things, being God, he knew what was about to come. But Jesus still thought it was best for them to go through the storm and come out the other side. He said, let us cross over to the other side. The disciples trusting God, yeah, no worries. You've got my life. I'm going to follow you. Yet a storm arose as they were doing it. So the disciples are probably thinking, this was Jesus' idea. He's the one who planned this route. He's the one that took us through this storm. But let's respond with faith. Although we're going through this season, although we may not know why, we trust God. We have faith in him that we're going to get to the other side. That he's going to take us through to the other side and we're going to be better because of it. The truth is, there are things that God needs to take you through to get you to where you need to go. See, the plan and purpose on your life is incredible. You should never doubt the plan and the purpose that God has for you. You are not on earth just to live a life of no purpose and no meaning. God has a plan. He has a route. He has direction for your life. And sometimes he needs to take us through things to get us to where he needs us to go. And so many times now, even at just a young age of 27, I look back on my life and say, God, now I understand. God, now I can see why you took me through that season. God, now I can see why you took that storm, took me through that storm. I didn't like it at the time. I didn't fully understand it. I still don't entirely get it, but God, I can see what you were doing because you needed to get me to where you needed me to go. And through this experience, the disciples, they got to know more about Jesus and to see what he could do in their life. That's true, isn't it? They came to this point and said, who is this guy that even the wind and the waves obey him? And I think that was a turning point in the disciples' life, because Jesus took them through this storm to show him who he was and what he could do. And so the next time that Peter and John and Bob and Chris, there are a few of the disciples' names, not really. But the next time that these guys went through a storm, they would know who was in their boat. They would be able to say without a shadow of a doubt, that's okay, because I know what Jesus has done for me. I know where he has taken me from. I know where he's taken me to. I have faith. I have strength that he's doing something incredible in my life. Every storm we go through draws us closer to Jesus, allows us to have more trust and more faith in him. Because next time the storm arises, he wants you to be ready. He wants you to be able to carry a spirit of faith. So powerful. The amazing thing about this was that The disciples needed to get to the other side, not even for themselves. They needed to get to the other side to help somebody else. See, they went across this lake or this ocean, and they battled this storm, but God had a plan, because there was a demon-possessed man on the other side that needed help. That was struggling with life. The Bible says he was chained up. Society had chained him up, basically in prison. Not because he'd done anything wrong, but just because he was a threat to society. And so often God is taking you through the season you're going through right now, because one day it's going to help somebody else go through the same very season. How powerful is that? That's when we can turn the test that God is taking us through into a testimony for somebody else's life. Now, one of the best things about being a youth leader is that you've got a journey that you've gone on that can help young people go through the same journey. And I love our youth team and our youth leaders, because they just give their life and they say, hey, this is what God has taken me through. Let me help you through it. And so that young teenager doesn't have to go through that storm alone, because somebody that has gone through that storm is there to help them, there to work with them. And so you might be saying, Dave, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've had to deal with. You don't know what situations and circumstances that I've had to battle. You don't know what storms have arisen in my life. And you'd be right, I don't know exactly what's going on in your life. But the truth is, there are other people in this world going through the same thing. And the way we respond with faith or fear can be the big difference in your test being a testimony. You must say, yeah, God took me through something. Yeah, right now I'm going through something, but I tell you what, there is somebody on the other side that you're going to help, that you're going to bless, that you're going to help navigate the stormy waters of life and bring breakthrough into their life. Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. So powerful. The disciples needed to get through that storm to be able to help that other man. I just picture them getting to the other side and seeing this demon-possessed man that was violent, that was out of control, and then them having to pray and bring peace. I honestly believe that Jesus needed to show them what peace looked like. He needed to take them through what they had just gone through for them to be able to pray and relate to this man. And so all of a sudden, this journey that they're fearful, they're concerned, they thought they were going to die, turns into a powerful moment where Jesus shows them what faith looks like. And he shows them what prayer can do. And he shows them the power and authority that is within them, and they're able to set somebody else free. So come on, the storm you're going through right now, you're going to be able to help someone out with it. Hope that encourages you. Yeah, you can give God a shout of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But a big point I want to make is this, and maybe if the team wants to start to come up, that'd be awesome. But I want to know, why did the disciples carry fear rather than faith? Because at this point in time, the spirit they carried was a spirit of fear. They focused on the situation. They focused on the bigness of the waves. They focused on the boat filling up, and these things began to develop or even catch on to the spirit of fear they had. Where faith is, I'm going to focus on how big my God is. Fear looks at the situation and the circumstance. Faith looks at how big God is and how much he can do. And so I'm not saying, hey, fear will never rise up, because we'll see the situation. We'll be able to understand what's going on. But carrying a spirit of faith is, when fear begins to rise up, I'm going to shift my perspective. I'm going to shift what I'm looking at. I'm going to look at Jesus. And I'm going to look back at what he's done in my life. And I'm going to look at what he's continuing to do in my life. And I'm going to respond with faith. Verse 40 says this. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? In other words, they were saying, I had no idea that he could do that. They're looking at each other and saying, did you know he could do that? I didn't know he could do that. Have you seen him do that before? No, we hadn't seen him do that before. But the truth is, I believe these guys would have responded with faith if they had actually known who was in their boat. See, at this point in time, they didn't have a full understanding of who Jesus was, how he could help them, that he wants to help them, that he can help them, that he has all the answers, all the power, all the authority, that even the winds and the waves obey him. And so they come to this point and it speaks so loudly to us. They're saying, who is this man? But you see, a key to responding by faith is knowing who Jesus is. And in fact, I believe it's the most important thing in life, just knowing who Jesus is. It's so important because when you know who Jesus is, when you know that he loves you, when you know that he has your back, when you know that he'll never leave you or forsake you, when you know that he'll never take you through something that you can't get through, when you know that the wind and the waves obey him, when you know that you know that you know your Savior Jesus, that's when faith rises and fear begins to subside. How powerful is that? Who is this man? No wonder they responded by fear. They were still on a journey getting to know Jesus. But I tell you what, I'm encouraged because I don't know about you, but I'm at a point in my life where when I go through storms, when I go through situations and circumstances, we're all on a journey, but I'm at a point where fear does begin to rise up, but I know my God. I know who Jesus is. I know that he's in the boat with me. I know that he's walking through the fire with me. I know him. And so I want to encourage you here today. The way you're going to be able to respond by faith is by getting to know Jesus. I love how simple it is. You don't need a doctorate, a PhD. You don't need to have it all together. You don't need to be some super human. All you need to do is know Jesus. And so when the wind and the waves begin to rise up, we don't respond with fear. We don't end up saying, when God comes through saying, who, what happened? How did that happen? All the way through, we're saying, God's going to do something here. We're praying prayers like, God, I'm going through something, but I know you have my back. God, I'm going through this season and this storm, but you're in my boat and you're fighting for me. It's so simple. Just get to know Jesus. That's why it's so important to continue to walk with him. It's why it's so important to read the Bible, because you get to know more about Jesus. So important to pray, you get closer to Jesus. So important to come to church and worship, drawing closer to Jesus. Just learning more about him, drawing closer to him, knowing him. See, there are a lot of other faiths out there that preach about God and talk about him. But the essence of who Jesus is knowing him on a personal level, knowing him like he's your best friend, like he's your husband or your wife, like that close to you and I. That's the essence of Jesus, the essence of Christianity, just knowing who God is. And it's so powerful because storms will arise, storms will come our way. To be honest, there's no way that we can avoid them. But the powerful thing is that you know who Jesus is and he's going to take you through it.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabakian, pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.